everyone, and thank you for being with us this morning. I'm Winston Kelly with the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and I can honestly say I have been blessed over my 41 years in this sport to do some very, very special press conferences, several with some of the folks that you have on the stage, and to have a front row seat for those moments is among the most cherished memories that I'll ever have. When Mike called me earlier this week to see if I was going to be in Phoenix on Friday, said yes, didn't tell him if I wasn't, I'd have changed my flight, no matter what it would have cost, when he told me what it was. Because in my opinion, today will go down as one of the announcements that helps evolve and celebrate and move forward the foundation of our sport, just like some of them that we've had in the last number of months. For our very special announcement this morning, we're joined today by team owner of Petty GMS, Maury Gallagher, team president, Mike Beam, a couple of guys that need no introduction, chairman of Petty GMS and seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion, inaugural NASCAR Hall of Famer Richard Petty, and another seven-time NASCAR champion and very familiar face who we haven't seen nearly as frequently as we'd like to over the past year, Jimmy Johnson. Also in the room with us, we're joined by Petty GMS's Director of Competition and Engineering, Joey Cohen, and the 2023 driver lineup, Cup Series drivers Eric Jones and Noah Gregson, and GMS Racing's Truck Series driver Grant Enfinger. So we thank you all for being here today, and with that, I'd like to turn it over to Maury Gallagher, who has some news to share. Maury?
Thank you, Winston. Yes, I think Winston has set the stage. I'm just very excited today to announce that seven-time Cup champion Mr. Jimmy Johnson is going to be joining Petty GMS as an owner and a competitor, and we'll have more. Jimmy can talk about that, but it's pinching myself sitting up here with this kind of talent and this kind of record, I can honestly say that while we didn't anticipate having this kind of talent up here, it was never not a goal. We want to be at the top. When I chatted with Richard last year as we put our team together and the like, his goal was to be, you know, up front, to be a winner. Mike and I joined forces back in 2015, and since that time, Mike's overseen 41 truck wins, two championships, and many ARCA wins and championships as well. So that's the culture of this program, and we want to do it now at the highest level in racing motorsports. And on a personal note, if you'd have told me when I started in racing in 2010, I'd be sitting here today. Well, that would have been a bridge too far, probably. But I couldn't be more excited personally to be here, to be involved with these two gentlemen. Jimmy is going to be obviously a great name and help with a lot of our awareness and marketing. But obviously on the competition side, working with our drivers, Eric and Noah, Grant, all those things will be positives. I think you're going to hear from him. He's going to be as excited to be back and doing this stuff and as he moves on in his career and the like. But from a Petty GMS, where we're going, this is a phenomenal step for us. Richard obviously was the first bridge. Now with this one, very, very excited about that. But I'm sure you'll hear good stuff out of these guys. But we look forward to 23 season. Our driver contingency is as good as anybody in the business. Mike and the competition side have shown good stuff, as you saw with the Darlington situation. So it's very exciting times for us.
Thank you, Maury. Jimmy, I remember you telling me the night before you announced that you were stepping away from full-time competition and stepping away from Hendrick Motorsports, that you weren't done. You just didn't know exactly what that path might be. And you've been true to your word that, you know, you've kept very active, and I'm sure I join a lot of people in the garage that look forward to having you back. So how does it feel to be coming back on such a regular basis in NASCAR? How does this this day and this evolution feel to you?
Honestly, it feels incredible. I must say I did not see this in my future. This is something that an opportunity that's developed that, you know, makes sense for so many ways, so many reasons, and an opportunity I'm honored to be a part of and very excited to be a part of. So, and with all that being said, again, I just I this wasn't when last time I was really at a NASCAR race was here in 2020, other than the double, you know, at the Brickyard IndyCar race. So when I left here, I really had no idea what was in store for me. I knew I wanted to try IndyCar. Had an amazing experience there. And stepping away from full-time IndyCar, I wanted to create, you know, a good 8 to 10 race schedule of just really fun races, and certainly coming back to NASCAR. And as this conversation started, you know, it's one that I really had to pay close attention to, and an offer that, an opportunity that it's just a life-changing opportunity for me, and one that I had to take. So I'm very excited about this.
Richard, you and I have talked a lot, as you have with everybody in this room. You were there at NASCAR's first Cup Series race, you know, the family business, Petty Enterprises, and the evolution that became Richard Petty Motorsports and now Petty GMS Racing. So talk about the addition. What do you feel about the addition of Jimmy Johnson and what that adds to this race team, how things continue to build and evolve?
You know, me and Murray talk all the time about, you know, what can we do to improve our situation, make our business bigger, win more races. And so he called me one day and he said, you know, I've been talking to Jimmy Johnson. And I said, you got to be kidding. You know, Jimmy Johnson wants to be involved with us, or we want to be involved with him. And from that standpoint, I just sort of went off the edge and I said, this has got to be one of the biggest things that's happened to the Petty crowd and GMS from that standpoint. You know, we joined cahoots last year, got a pretty good start this year, but with Jimmy adding on with his popularity and the people he knows that we don't know, it had to be a heck of a deal. So from my standpoint, it's a big, big step, not just for 1 year, but I'm looking farther down the road. You know, if Jimmy comes in, does his deal, you know, I'm 85 years old, so I'm not going to be here for another 15 or 20 years. And then Jimmy can kind of take over. So that had to be a plus.
Mike, when you look back over your 40-plus, maybe 50-plus year career, you've been with a lot of great drivers, a lot of incredible owners, be it Richard, Bill Elliott, Junior Johnson, all of them. So what does this mean? You know, and you've helped build GMS from the ground up. What does this mean for the future when you look at Petty GMS Racing?
Well, it's definitely the future looks bright for us, you know, and when this all started, you know, and Maury, we talked about this for a couple years. One, okay, what's our future? And so once we, you know, went with the Cup program and, you know, he acquired the charters and, you know, especially it's pretty special for me, of course, for, you know, Richard and Kyle and the Petty family, because that's where I really started Cup racing. You know, and this is, like I was telling Richard last week, you know, it's our future, and Jimmy's our future. And, you know, so it's exciting for us, you know, because I feel like, you know, he's going to bring a totally different mindset, you know, to us on certain things. So I'm excited about that, you know, and, you know, we couldn't do this, you know, with the partners we have, you know, without them, you know, with, you know, Eric and, you know, the GM folks. And so we're very blessed. And it's just a special day for us. I mean, we've, you know, Petty GMS has been in business for 11 months. I mean, you know, so it's pretty crazy what's happened in 11 months. And I was telling Maury last night, you know, that we were leaving the restaurant and he's talking. I said, yeah, I'm about talked out. I'm about negotiated out. I'm about done here for a while. You know, so hopefully, I know it ain't the last one, but still, you know, excited to, you know, for our future. And it's going to be, like I said, this when we announced Noah, you know, I mean, we're trying to fast track this. That's, you know, and that's what we're doing.
Jimmy, that the first part of the announcement, obviously, is you becoming co-owner. There might be another little bit to it that you want to share with the group.
Yes, definitely excited to share more. With that being said, we still have a lot to work through and decisions to make, but I do want to run a limited schedule next year in the NASCAR Cup Series, and we can confirm today that we will kick that off with the Daytona 500. So more to come. We do know that race. But again, there's still a lot to be sorted out, and we hope to have more exciting announcements down the road.
I know the fans will appreciate that as well. So, Mari, you're going to have a big offseason. What are your thoughts leading in to 2023?
Well, this is always a hill to climb in professional sports, and the guy at the top only has one way to go is down, but we've got a way to go up. And, you know, from where I sit, I'm in the cheap seats watching, you know, when these guys, you turn them loose and the product they put out there. And I was very excited when Mike and we were able to acquire and work with Richard and the team and the Charters, as he said. But 23 with Noah and Eric, you know, Grant's going to be back. We've got championship, you know, capable people both in the garage and in the cars. So I'm not going to sit here and predict championships next year, but they're going to be in our future as far as I'm concerned.
Jimmy, you didn't use the word retirement a couple of years ago, but you did retire from full-time racing about a month ago. Here we are a month later announcing that you're a team owner. How did you get here? What was that process? I saw you about a month ago, and
yeah,
you wouldn't have told me if I'd have asked, but so how did you get here?
Needless to say, things escalated quickly. you know, I really did feel like I would run some cup races and was pursuing a few different options. I still have a great relationship with Chip Ganassi and the team, and I am interested in some IndyCar races, interested in sports car racing. So I when this opportunity came along, and it really came through the offices of Alan Miller, and he's been my longtime kind of agent, if you will. I know he hates that term, but not only does his office look after my interests, but also Eric Jones. And Michael Bill has kind of been the point person in recent years. And as Michael learned about my desires to continue to drive and to try to find a different way to be involved in the sport, I said, man, you really need to talk to Maury. Like, I feel like there's an opportunity here that really makes sense on both sides. And that was the catalyst and start of it. And literally, you know, here in the last month, a lot has happened.
I think a lot of people in any business evolve from the student to, in your case, literally the master and the mentor, as you did at Hendrick Motorsports. When you think about the mentorship opportunity that you have with guys like Noah and Eric, what comes to mind there?
Just an opportunity that I have to give back. And I felt like through my career, I had many that believed in me and gave me that chance and did offer advice. And I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't have someone like Jeff Gordon, you know, mentoring me, and many, many before Jeff. And through the years, especially once I kind of hit my peak in Cup, many young drivers would talk to me. As I mentioned, the connection with Eric through Alan Miller's office, we've had a relationship. I've known Noah. And I've always been a resource. I've always felt like people helped me get to this point by giving, and that I should give back. So now, in the ultimate scheme of things, I will have that opportunity, me challenged to do so, and really excited to share when I can and how I can. And I don't think I have all the answers, and I still have so much to learn, especially with this new role. I know one aspect of the sport, but there are many more for me to learn. And I plan to sit back, listen, take notes from these two pros, and offer help where I can.
Well, before we open it up to question, I think I would be remiss. Richard, you are the king, so you get the final words before we open it up. Any other comments and thoughts you have?
No, I just look at a deal that, you know, we got Eric and Noah coming along. They're getting their experience in the Cup deal. I've got Jimmy to come and give them some history, help them out from some of the different racetracks and all this. But to me, it's a good combination. You got a couple of younger guys and older guy. Not old, an older guy that can kind of meet them. And from that standpoint, you know, they can help each other. And so now we got a real pro that can say, you're doing this wrong or you're doing that. And then on the other hand, the young guy said, well, you've not been in this car, you got to do this. So the combination of all three of them working together, from my standpoint, couldn't be better for our team.
If you look at the results this year, it certainly the trajectory is on the right end. So we'll start taking questions. I think I saw Lee's hand up first, and then we'll get to as many as we can. Yeah.
Just curious, Jimmy, we talked to Justin Marks earlier this week, and he said he talks to you quite a bit, and I'm wondering if you picked his brain because He's like that next generation of ownership coming in that is setting new trends in the sport. And I'm just kind of wondering if, you know, you see kind of help taking GMS in that direction.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, Justin and I have been friends for a long time, and our conversations have always been ongoing. And I think he and I both bounce ideas off of each other, and I just love his perspective on the sport and change and the vision he has for his company. So it's been inspiring. And now that this is official, and as I try to learn how I can help and where I can help, I look forward to more specific conversations with him and others on that front. But I've always really enjoyed my conversations with Justin and certainly what he's done in the sport.
Well, I won't get to everybody in the order, but I know I saw Kelly and Claire's hand go up. So we'll go with Kelly, Claire, and then back over here.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Jimmy, first off, as you said, you haven't been to a NASCAR race since 2020. So did you have to pick up a hot pass today?
I was planning to, and we had a pre-meeting that ate into that time zone, so somebody grabbed it for me. But I planned to go. I wanted to have that experience and get some pictures of it, but missed that opportunity.
So being away from NASCAR, you said one of your things when you went to IndyCar and doing even IMSA races is you had to forget NASCAR habits, but I'm sure you didn't forget NASCAR or miss, obviously, this place where you've been for so long. So was there always kind of like an underlying inkling that if I can go back one day, I'd want to go back and run races again?
Yeah, that's always been in the back of my mind. As I got into the IndyCar, I feared doing so just because the worlds were so different and wanted to stay focused on the IndyCar program. So if I did continue in IndyCar in 23, I had planned to try to come back some level in NASCAR and run some races. Been open and honest with Mr. Hendrick and Jeff Gordon about trying to come back. Justin Marks and I have spoken about his Project 91 car. You know, so prior to this opportunity really developing, there were some very casual conversations out there, maybe a pathway to come back and run. And then once the IndyCar season concluded, this really, you know, kicked into gear, and now I have a pathway to do so.
We'll do Claire, Jerry, Bob, Nate. We'll get to everybody.
Claire relaying Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. Did you miss us, Jimmy?
Absolutely. I've been watching from afar. Although I haven't been here and been too involved, I've been watching. Been plenty going on.
Yeah. And NASCAR has grown a lot in the time since you left. There's a lot going on. What's the mojo you're feeling about it? And then long term, what do you see yourself, you know, full-time in NASCAR, running the team, being like a Mr. Hendrick, et cetera, a young owner coming in? What's your vision? And, you know, what's really important to you with all of this?
You mean full-time as an owner or a driver?
Yeah.
We'll make sure it's not a driver.
Pick, that's
right. Not the plan.
Yeah, where is this all going?
Jenny's probably,
you know,
watching,
I mean?
So please don't start that rumor.
All right. I won't tell anyone.
No. Now I kind of forgot what your first part of the question was.
Right. Well, you know, what your vision is for you down the road, you know, as you look at your future. And then also, have you seen NASCAR, what has happened to NASCAR over the time since you left?
Yeah, it's a big question. I mean, obviously NASCAR is experiencing a lot of growth, which is kind of hard to say because it's always been such a big sport, but I think it's certainly changing and growing, and the ownership opportunity has changed quite a bit and is very interesting to myself and many others that are trying to get in the game. So that certainly has a piece, you know, a part of my interest and why I'm so thrilled to be involved. Long term, I just don't know what that looks like. You know, we're literally weeks into this, you know, taking place, and I know that I have so much to learn. On the ownership side, I do feel that what I've done the last 2 years in racing an IndyCar and fundraising for IndyCar, that I have more experience in the space, and I do think that I have some I can offer there to the company. And then directly to competition side, being able to work with Noah and Eric to be in the car, to be in the shop. You know, there are other aspects there that is kind of the low-hanging fruit that makes sense. I did spend a little time with GM throughout my career, so there's a chance that might be helpful too. So, you know, there are a lot of layers to it that I don't quite understand now, but I'm taking this very seriously. And again, this is a chance of a lifetime that I'm very excited about.
Okay, we'll do Jerry, Jenna. I'm going to try to go back and forth. Jerry, Jenna, Nate, Bob,
Jerry,
Ollie.
Okay. Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net. Between y'all, you have 14 championships. You're gonna, you know, to hear Mari talk about you're looking for another one at some point in the future. What is the long term goal for Jimmy Johnson? Because when you left here and you went to IndyCar, and we didn't think we'd obviously see you back at some point, doing especially not this. So these conversations that you've had with Justin, with Jeff Gordon, and Mr. Hendrick. Did anybody say don't do this at any point? And like, are you crazy? I mean, what's your end game?
We're all crazy. Everybody in racing's crazy. If you sign up to join the circus, I think you're a bit crazy. I don't know if I have a well thought out answer other than, you know, this has been home. This is family. This is the industry that I know. And being able to get to know Maury over the, you know, granted, it hasn't been a very long courting or dating relationship, whatever you want to call it. The history that he has with Michael Bill and his character, the way he conducts himself, carries himself, takes care of business, I think we have a lot of similarities that we've discovered in who and what we're about. And I just feel like you combine that with Richard, his legacy, his history, we just have something really special here that is, you know, still needs to be developed. So I don't have, you know, a great answer for you long term, and I think it's going to be evolving and ever changing. But the sky's the limit.
We got Jen and Nate, Bob, Holly, then Jordan, and I'll then try to look at other hands. See you, Chris. Thank you,
Jennifer. AP. A question for Mike and Jimmy. Mike, you did mention how you've been a Cup team for 11 months. And I remember I told Maury this week that I remember when I first met him, he just was Richard Childress's guest at a luncheon in Las Vegas with a son who was interested in sponsorship. Now you've got this team that he is fast-tracking. He wants to win. He's gone after Noah. He's brought in Jimmy Johnson. I mean, what is that like? He's admitted that Trackhouse is the standard, and you guys have to get to that. So what is that like to work for an organization that is just like shooting for the moon and so quickly?
I think overwhelming. I think that's a perfect word for the way we do it. Like, it never changes. I mean, it never stays the same. We're always striving to get better. And, I mean, it's a great challenge. I mean, some days I question it. It's great, but it is great. I think, like I said, we're very blessed. I mean, Maury.
What do you question? The how rapid it's growing?
No, we have to get on this path here. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. If we don't win and do well, I mean, I don't know why we're going to do it. And me and him have that conversation all the time. It's all about winning, and which I know people say that. But, you know, what is that saying? I mean, everybody's going to say, all I don't want to do is win, but are you going to work hard enough or make the financial commitment to do it? And, you know, Maury's done that, you know, and so it's like, you know, it's just, you know, because I want to bring up, like, you know, we 14 championships between Richard and Jimmy, then we got him and that Dale that goes with us, so now he adds 8, you know, so we have a, you know, you always have to bring that culture. And, you know, when we started Petty GMS, I mean, you know, we talk about the culture, and, you know, Eric and Dave's done really well, right? And, you know, thank Ty and even Jeremy and, you know, the 42 group for really getting us going. So, hey, I mean, it's exciting, you know, but, you know, like I said, I hope a lot of this negotiating is going to be done here in about a week or so, because, you know, it's been a lot, but, you know, the thing about him, it's always changing, and, you know, so it's fun because, you know, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen next. I mean, we are going to have 3 trucks and 3 Cup cars. Why not? I mean, we need to have an ARCA car again and a dirt car, and, you know, so we got a late model, so, yeah.
Jimmy, how much time you got to spend cheering this guy up?
There's a path forward, and an aggressive path forward to success, and that's what I'm so excited about. Go ahead.
So 4 weeks ago, 4 NASCAR team owners of representatives came to the media, and they said the model's broken, and something's got to change, and your buddy Jeff Gordon was one of those that said, you know, this has got to change. And I'm curious why you would hear those things and then say, sure, take my money, I want in?
I think that's a great question. And when I look at opportunities I had when I was driving for Rick, you know, he has structure with Jeff Gordon, and there were some conversations years ago that that I entertained, and it didn't make sense. Now, you know, I still think there is, you know, work to be done, and both sides have their case, but I do think that it's improving yearly, and it does make more and more sense to be an owner. And this, you know, I believe in the product, I believe in the sport, I believe in NASCAR, and this is where I want to be. You know, it's worth that risk.
When talking about the winning culture, before we go to Nate, when I mentioned there are 283 wins between the two of them, I was quickly reminded 284, because there is a petty GMS win there as well. So we'll do Nate, Bob, Holly, Jordan, and Chris.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Jimmy, you said that you were looking at a schedule of 8 to 10 races in IndyCar at one point for next year. I know that it's not solid yet, but can you tell us more about what you think you'll be racing beyond NASCAR, if anything? Are you still interested in doing IndyCar? Are you still interested in doing the Indy 500? And does having a team ownership here with a Chevy team preclude running for Ganassi or Honda teams at Indy?
Yeah, still interested in the sports car, IndyCar. I've got an awesome opportunity to race an off-road truck if I want. Alex Bowman has offered me a Chili Bowl ride. So the invites keep coming in. I have been solely focused on this and don't know the impact of this commitment and relationship and how that plays out. But once the dust settles from here, I'll get deeper into those other conversations and try to build out, you know, the best race schedule I can have that does fit with the new commitment obligation that I have here. I mean, that's something that they'll certainly play into all that.
So manufacturer conflicts you're not sure on yet?
Then. Haven't crossed that bridge yet.
You said at Laguna Seca you were interested in Wilkesboro. Wilkesboro would be conflicting with Indy 500 qualifying. Have you gotten down that?
I noticed that on the schedule. Just haven't arrived at that conversation yet.
Last one I've got for you. You know, Jenna mentioned the team ownership side and putting up your money. Can you give us any insight? Like, do you have partners buying into this with you? Are you putting up money? I know that you probably not disclose financial details, but can you tell us that? Did you front some cash to get involved here?
Yeah, I don't think we're, you know, eager to share structure and details, but it's me. There is no one else on my side. It's me.
Bob, get the mic. Then Holly, Jordan, and Chris.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Just to follow up, I mean, Maury, are you still the majority owner of the team?
Yes.
Okay. And I assume you don't have a charter for your Daytona 500 car. So can you, are you? Well, so, well, I know, so. So I guess the question is, are you prepared to try to have to race your way into the Daytona 500, and how do you view that challenge?
Yeah, I'm definitely aware of the situation and would assume that would be the case. And let's go racing. Do everything I can to get in that Daytona 500.
I will put a plug in. This year we were in the Talladega, the front row of the last two starts. So Mr. Beam here to my left is, you go back and look at the GMS Super track record. We're as good as anybody in the business, so I'm breaking my arm, patting us on the back. But
I can justify
that. he'll have an advantage, we believe, in quality of car that he's going to be in.
Holly, then Jordan.
Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. Jimmy, I guess this is a really basic question, but why become an owner as opposed to just doing some races? I'm sure that wouldn't have been an issue for you to find a team that said, yeah, we'll field a car for Jimmy Johnson. But why become an owner in addition to doing that?
Yeah, I've, you know, of course, started my 2023 plan started very traditional in the fact of trying to drive four people. And then when the idea was presented to me by Michael Bill, and knowing where Maury's commitment is, and he's only been, you know, in the Cup business for 11 months. They've won a race, the pathway forward, and really learning and understanding about where he wants to take the company. It just started to feel right, and it's really a gut feel, And I think that gut feel supersedes any logical thought of, you know, what other stories I've heard about being a team owner and jokes that I've heard Mr. Hendrick make over the years. You know, it got to a point where this was a gut feel that, you know, I wanted to be a part of it and I want to do this.
Okay. Jordan?
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Jimmy, what intrigues you about being an owner, and what do you think you can bring to the team from that perspective?
I don't know where my strengths will play out at this point in time, but again, the last 2 years in the IndyCar space and how my office has managed our partners, our relationship, the relationship I've had with Chip, Chip's willingness to show me more of how a car owner acts, leads, decisions they make. Like I've had a better understanding of it all, and I've been intrigued by it. I've been interested in it. I've gained some experience in it. And I think I'm in an environment here where I can learn from two of the best and grow. Again, there's some low-hanging fruit with the competition side and participating in events, driving in cars, helping build culture in the shop, working with our young drivers. You know, so that stuff's kind of a standard. But the bigger picture is an opportunity to learn, and I've enjoyed the experience I've had over the last two seasons.
And you mentioned Justin Marks, but I'm wondering if you talked to Brad Keselowski or Denny Hamlin, two other drivers who've kind of stepped into the ownership ranks and gotten their feedback on the process.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people through the last and really, communication hasn't stopped. I mean, I've always spoken to Michael Jordan a couple times a year, and that still has happened. And as – sorry? Yeah, advice. I mean, yeah. So from, I guess what I'm getting at is – conversations. I've maintained my relationships throughout the industry, if it's NASCAR or other team owners, Mr. Hendrick, Jeff Gordon, and maybe they could sense my questions were a little more pointed as they happened more recently, but I'm always trying to keep my hand in on the pulse and understand what's going on, and in recent weeks have asked a few more questions, so I'd be curious to check back in with those folks now to see if any red flags went up in their minds.
So Chris and Jim.
Chris Knight, GetTrends.com. Jimmy, not that you need another thing on your plate, but is the possibility of running Le Mans still on the table, or is that going to be off the table?
No, it's still on the table. I've made sure that my calendar is nice and open in June, and hopefully it can stay that way.
Jim?
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. For Mike, one of the things that was evident after Tony Stewart joined with Gene Haas and Brad Keselowski joined with Jack Roush was not only was there, what those individuals brought to the teams, but the willingness of other people in the industry to want to join with that organization now because they're now part of it. Do you see, whether it be sponsors or just personnel, a bigger sort of impact in being able to attract top talent throughout the NASCAR industry?
I mean, it's a great question. We discuss that all the time, just from the standpoint of what we're going to do to get to the next level. And, I keep saying we're fast-tracking it. And Jimmy, we've had some great conversations, and talking to Richard, last week. And, what are we going to do to get to the next level? And, talking to the GM folks. And, when Tony went to Gene, it made a huge difference, right? It did. And Brad being it with Jack and Roush Fenway. So it definitely made a difference. And that's kind of, Jimmy, tonight he came up here to the shop and met with me, Joey Cohen. And, people need to, you don't need to understand, but, it's like 11 months in this deal and, like I told Jimmy, I said, there's going to be a huge task here because, you take Joey Cohen, you take Chad Norris, you take Dave Ellens, and, you take myself, and, it's just us four making decisions on this cup stuff, and it's like, it's not like it's a big committee, right? And so it's like he's getting in on the ground floor, and, Maury and I, we've said this all along, Jimmy's got, which I know he works hard because I get text messages from him, 6 o'clock in the morning. I get that. So, it's like, but, it's going to be exciting to see because there's a lot of work to do here. For us to get to where we need to be, we're a couple years, where we feel like we need to be on certain things with relationships. And, so, like I said, it's only been a week with him. No, you don't need to talk. You don't need to talk.
Just to follow on to that, one of the things I think that was a seller for Jimmy was I've built a lot of businesses over my time, and there's nothing more exciting in a business world than to start with an idea, look around the corner, and see it work. And as I tell people that are involved in that, these are the good old days. Building something is tremendous. It's a lot of fun, and if you've never done it before, it's it's an exceptional thing. And I think Jimmy he picked up on that side, because this is going to be a building effort. And we're at that young age, four people that are really running shows compared to, the big boys in the sport, Hendricks and Gibbs and things like that. Those are very well big established companies. So I think that was a big piece of the attraction. I'm putting words in Jimmy's mouth, but I know it's been exciting for me.
Putting no words, that's the absolute truth. It's certainly hopeful that being involved does attract the sponsors, personnel. You know, that's some of that low-hanging fruit that we think we recognize immediately. And frankly, why we were so eager to try to announce here and not wait until we had more answers. You know, we need to get going. It's November.
Appreciate everybody's patience as hands went up and we went around the room. Did I miss anybody that has a question now? Because one-on-ones are going to be a little bit later, which I'll come back to. Any final questions?
Still in the works. We don't have anything there yet. I think Rick wants to just give me the 48. So, yeah. That's
so don't start any shanty rumors, but you're okay with that rumor.
Yes,
okay,
Rick's
right.
Give
okay.
me the 48.
Jerry Jordan.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. I'll go drive a sprint car a little bit.
Okay.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires one more
Bob.
Time. Jimmy, you said your wife was watching. What was her reaction when you told her all of this?
She's awesome. She is my biggest supporter and believes in me more than anyone. So just when I think I've thrown her a curveball, she continues to support me like no one else. So she's absolutely on board. I think my youngest daughter, Lydia, is probably the most excited, and because she's overheard some phone calls, and she keeps asking me when she can go to school and let people know. So Monday she can go to school and let people know. Yeah.
Awesome. Bob.
Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm sure she's told everybody already, though.
Jimmy, do you have any idea of, like, what type of races? Like, do you want to do a short track? Do you want to do intermediate? Is there anything specific that you want to do when it comes to the races next year? The Chicago Street Course, is that one as well?
Yeah, I think we have a few ways to look at it. I mean, obviously, partners in areas that they want to race in, you know, is one thing to look at. I have a list of races that I'm super interested in and would love to do. And then there's also the competition point, standpoint of, you know, what's best for the team? Are there test sessions? You know, would be really nice if I could test a car and then go to that race, because so much has changed. How can we collect more data and information for our group to help the 42 and the 43?
And Winston, since you're standing there, does this impact his Hall of Fame eligibility timeline?
Those have been done on a case-by-case basis. And the intent of the eligibility rule is that somebody not compete significantly or full-time in the area that they, a competitor, have worked in, be it a driver, crew chief, et cetera. So NASCAR, the Hall of Fame, with input from the nominating committee, would look at whatever that situation is at the time and make a determination. You know, we've got a couple of examples that we've worked through, but there's not a hard and fast. So the answer is we don't know until the scenario plays out. So, and I don't know how many races he's going to run either, so for whatever that's worth.
I can confirm that.
Yeah. You know, but Matt had a full year off, then raced and another full year off. But so that 31 did push his eligibility back. So that's accurate. With Jeff Gordon, I believe it was 8, it did not. And looking at the circumstances of how they came in to help in very challenging situations was also a factor that the committee felt like was important. But great points. Any final questions or points from folks up here?
Getting back to your question of what races he's going to win, he's going to look at where's the biggest purses.
Winston, can
I? There's one final thing.
Jimmy, would you come out here with me? I tried to get Richard to do this. I tried to get Richard to do this, but he wasn't interested since he already has a wardrobe. But these are team owner shoes that I've been using, and it turns out, I guess, New Balance is now the look. But I wanted Jimmy to have his official team owner shoes. So congratulations.
Thank you, pal.
Yeah.
Thank you.